Ed's statement. It was coming, as the Prime Minister had known at the first cough, from the frog-like little man wearing a long silver wig who was depicted in a small dirty oil painting in the far corner of the room.
To the Prime Minister of Muggles, urgent we meet. Kindly respond immediately, sincerely, Fudge.
The man in the painting looked inquiringly at the Prime Minister. Said the Prime Minister,
listen, it's not a very good time for me. I'm waiting for a telephone call, you see, from the President of...
That can be rearranged,
said the portrait at once. The Prime Minister's heart sank. He had been afraid of that.
But I really was rather hoping to speak...
We shall arrange for the President to forget to call. He will telephone tomorrow night instead,
said the little man.
Kindly respond immediately to Mr. Fudge.
Very well, said the Prime Minister weakly. Yes, I'll see Fudge.
He hurried back to his desk, straightening his tie as he went. He had barely resumed his seat and arranged his face into what he hoped was a relaxed and unfazed expression when bright green flames burst into life in the empty grate beneath his marble mantelpiece. He watched, trying not to betray a flicker of surprise.